Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. We do not have most retarded audience member of the show award, but if we did, Rob would win it. He has been nothing but stoned throughout this entire podcast. He writes, no, he can try it. Failure of imagination is the reason we had 9/11, January 6th, and Pearl Harbor. Failure of imagination is the reason we had 9/11, January 6th, and Pearl Harbor. Boy, I don't recall when anyone discussed September 11th, January 6th, and Pearl Harbor. Someone said, yeah, the reason why that happened is failure of imagination. In fact, that's the first time I've ever heard anybody say failure of imagination, and I don't even know what that means. Could that be like a typo? What are you doing, you drunkard? Rob, you need to lay down. You need to rest your peepers. Dave says, maybe Rob has polio. No thanks to you, EZ. I need a vote from the audience. I will do one of two things. Should I force a sit down for Rob, actually give him a 10-minute timeout, or not read anything else that he says on the chat any further on this show? Either a 10-minute timeout. I will base this on audience participation votes as to what I should do with Blue State Rob. Kenny makes a great point. He says, does the mic sound kind of hollow for anyone else? I hate to ask, but no, I'm glad you did. If I leave my B mic on, it does that. My bad. If you ever see that or hear that, please tell me. Sometimes I forget to shut off my B mic. Jeremy says Rob's incoherent nonsense is still better than anything Joe Martinez has to say. Poor Joe. I'm telling you, man. If Michigan State beats Michigan, oh my God. This is going to be fantastic. Holy shit. Our pal Chris D has sent along some amazing clips. Before I get to that one, though, I've got another one you got to see. This came from, I don't know, some football game. I don't even know who's playing. But take a look at this hit. I just posted it on my social media. Quarterback's going to throw the ball. And when he throws it, he kind of leaps into the air. And he's falling forward right when defensive guy hits him.
And lot 21, Zymos is going to be kicked out of this game.
Oh, still- look at that. My God, is that devastating.
And lot 21, Zymos is going to be kicked out of this game. Still,
I gotta do it slower.
And lot 21.
Oh, he's in the air. Wow.
Still on the turf and was unable to protect.
Pickles is coming in.
Okay.
Pickles, the backup QB, about to get his second snap of the year.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Signal towards the official. And then when you lead with the forearms as well, that's definitely a targeting call.
This looks like one of those idiot schools that, you know, basically it's college or high school with cigarettes. Wow. Matt says, I bet that guy says sword now, too. Maybe that's what happened to Rob. That type of hit today. At wherever he works again. I think he delivers shit for FedEx or UPS or some shit. Let's see. Donut Dan says, it's okay for Walls and his side to do things like take millions from Soros, but not Trump. No, it's okay for Trump to take it. What are you talking about? I think that's just people being pissed off because they've got a very wealthy... Trump is a very, very wealthy person. The most wealthy person on the planet who's supporting him. He's lucky. Everybody knows that money wins elections. All right? The people that are running, none of the people are worth anything. They're all idiots. You just hope that you can get an idiot that's not as much of an idiot as the other idiot. All right. Several clips that I want to play. I never did play this. This is
Chris Christie was really bad.
Dan Campbell on Chris Christie. I may have talked about it, but I didn't play it. This is that moment in the press conference. Chris Christie, of course, said that Dan Campbell had no class.
Chris Christie was really mad at you.
He just laughs.
Really mad at you.
Being mean to the Cowboys. So you ran up the score.
Hello, other reporter says Chris Christie's mad at you for, quote, being mean to the Cowboys.
Being mean to the Cowboys. So you ran up the score. I'm sure you heard the comments. What's your reaction to being mean?
The only thing, the last time somebody called me classless, I was drinking wine out of a bottle, all right? So, but no, it's all good. I'm not worrying about it.
Chris.
Oh, my God. Boy, the long-term effects of the Cowboys getting murdered like that. This is football player Najee Harris. He's a black man. I say that because he says the N-word here. But it's in a press conference. He's not supposed to say the N-word.
Najee, you was running possessed tonight, bro. Oh.
Najee, you was running possessed tonight, bro.
Oh, shit. Shout out my nigga, though. Oh, shout out my...
Najee, you was running possessed tonight, bro. And he goes, oh, shit. Shout out my N-word. Okay, he now realizes what he said. He's like, God damn it, I can't let my guard down. I can't be dropping the N-word. With
possessed
the
tonight, bro.
Oh, shit. Shout out my nigga, though. Oh, shout out my...
difference there from second quarter.
Yeah.
Ah! That's fantastic. Oh, my God. This is a hit and run. These were all sent to me by Chris D. This is what I'm talking about. This is that whole build. It takes a village mentality. The amount of, just sending these links to me, he does it via direct message on X. I'm very thankful for this. It, I can't see everything. It's just the fact that you guys send me shit to talk about is really spectacular. I am truly blessed. This one, you got this guy here in the background racing towards the intersection, small town America. Another dude that you can't see yet is going to go the other direction on a green light through the intersection. This guy with the headlights, he's going to run the light, broadside truck, and watch how this all unfolds and minivan gets creamed too. Wow. Okay, now you can't hear it. You just got the image, so there's no sound, but look at the devastation from this. Oh, cow. I think I saw a burst of flame there. Maybe? I don't know. Perhaps not. I think this guy just drives right through. What's he driving right through for? What happened? And then there's more views of this, too. If you click on whoever posted this thing. Oops. Here is a slow motion view of it. Wow, that truck is just devastating. Yikes. And then there's yet another view of this. Okay, I think people roll out of the back seat of that thing, of that truck. Driver rolls out, person out of the back seat. This guy's already got, this chick has already got her phone. And then these guys run away from that truck. The guys who stole it. And then they steal that car. Holy shit. So the guys get out of this truck, and then this person stopped to, like, shoot video or whatever the fuck they were doing. And then they jump in that car. Wow, this is
FJW 5802.
Okay, so this guy shouts out the maybe the white car was with them, you know, as like an accomplice to the, I don't know, speeding.
FJW 5082.
Okay, this guy's smart enough to yell it. He knows he's being recorded on his home camera or whatever. There. You know how nobody goes over to where, like, the people got hurt to see if they were, to see if they're okay? Holy shit. Where was this? Philadelphia. Richmond and Venango streets. God damn. Dan says, must be some of those kids that don't want to get their driver's licenses. Chris thought the same thing I did, that they stole the next one. Yeah, I don't think so. I think that they were like partners in crime. Donut Dan says, holy crap, that was at 25 miles an hour. No freaking way. I don't think so. I think he was racing. Bob's, I said it again. I keep calling Rob Blob, which is maybe I need more sleep. How about we just call you Blob from now on? Hey, Blob. Blob says Grand Auto 6 footage. Think you mean Grand Theft Auto, right? I mean, yeah, you can't just say Grand Auto 6. If you're going to write a joke, you got to write it correctly. I mean, but that's you. You're, again, you need to go bed. You need to go to bed. You need rest. Roostate Blob. I like it. All right. Let's see. What else did I have for you today? I know I do have something. Okay, so there was that.
Pick him up.
This is great because it is a parody of Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston is the guy who was pissed off at the fans. He's the backup quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. And their starter, Deshaun Watson, ruptured his Achilles tendon, and the fans were going, aha, fuck you, you deserve it. The home fans. You know, and they're like, hey, this is karma. You know, you've been accused of sexually assaulting tons of women by making them touch your dick during the massage sessions. Despite that, the Cleveland Browns signed you. It's a complete embarrassment. So they hate the guy. Jameis Winston is like, oh, my God, that's terrible. You can't do that to him. That's terrible. He does a stupid comment after the game. Well, this dude parodied that. And it starts out with the real Jameis Winston, and then it cuts to the person who's making fun of him.
The way I was raised,
I was taught to never kick a man down when he's down and pick him up when he needs to get ups. You don't throw dirt on a man's casket when he's still breathing. Regardless is of what you might have heard, what you thought happened in them massages, I challenge all y'all's, every man in this room, to honestly say you never asked for a rub and tug.
This guy can't even keep a straight face. The Lou Young Show. I'm a fan.
We all been.
Wait, I need to go back when they broke character.
Every man in this room, to honestly say you never asked for a rub and tug. We all been there. We all sinners. I'm saddened. More so, I'm scared for myself. What would these niggas do to me if I do this?
This is a black guy, by the way. This is a black guy. So this N-word usage, that is above my pay grade. And the fact that this bit is even happening, it can only be accomplished by a funny black man. And we have a funny black man here. This is a funny dude.
A man is hurt. All we can do is play the hand that God has dealt us. I've already prayed for Deshaun's. I've prayed over his legs, his limbs. Shame on the men's and the women's in the stands. The doll pounds. I am not roofing with you niggas today. But he will win again. And he will be victorious. Verses 7 through 10, Ephesians. Let not be your own dishonor, but look yourselves in the mirrors. Do you like what you see when you walk out the doors? Where I'm from, I am a southern child. Bone on neck bones, collard greens, country greens. But the true depiction of a man is when he get up, when people kick him down so he could be a winner's again.
Okay, this guy's awesome. I'm so glad this happened. Holy shit. Blob says the guy playing him looks like what Jameis Winston would look like if he changed his gender. Donut Dan says Jameis Winston throws picks like Nolan Ryan throws strikes. Chris says it's so good. Donut Dan says, could comedy be back in America? Yes, it can. But we need to let the black man lead us to the promised land. And we need to let the black man do the heavy lifting on various things. That is not a white guy thing to do there. And that's fantastic. As long as white guy recognizes that it's okay for him to be funny in other ways. Only a black dude could do that impression. Amy says Blob needs to change his name to Blue State Blob. I like better Chris writing Roost State Blob. Oh, God, my legs. So old. Matt says, was that the black Ben Glaze? No, because that guy was funny. Give me a break. Not the black Ben Glaze. I guess LeBron James is playing basketball with his kid.
Come up when he needs to get up.
I don't know why that's playing again.
Throw dirt on a man.
LeBron and Bronny. Oh, I don't know anything about Bronny. I don't know if Bronny has had a college career or if he just showed up on the Lakers. One of you knows. I think Chris would be aware of this. Chris, either Chris K or Chris D, know the tale of the tape on LeBron James's, do you say James's or LeBron James' son? I wonder what Chris Mad Dog Russo says about it. I like Mad Dog.
Calm down.
LeBron James and Bronny James become the first father-son duo to play in the NBA at the same time in league history. I guess my question is Bronny any good? Or is this just, you know, LeBron wanted his kid on the team and somebody did him a favor? Which is where Jeremy is going. He said, all you need to know about Bronny is that he's a nepotism signing. I'm sure those criticisms have taken place. Here is Chris Russo.
Nobody in America, this might be fun for LeBron, nobody in America cares that Bronny James played 3 minutes and grabbed one rebound and at 11 o'clock at night in the opener, and this is supposed to be a moment that America is going to resonate with. I mean, come on. I'm being serious now.
Okay, now these three guys here, they're uncomfortable with his take. The big guy there with a white tie, he wants to kick Chris Russo's ass for this.
I love the kid, all right? We know we had the major issue at USC.
Yeah, he played there, and I think his heart stopped, right? Didn't LeBron James' kid heart stop when they had to bring him back? Now it's coming back to me.
Great, he's an all-timer. He's always been a phenomenal player. He stays out of trouble. Who doesn't like LeBron? I mean, he's not Jordan. But who doesn't love LeBron? Everybody loves LeBron.
I can't
but
believe it.
But to make
right
a big
now.
Deal because JJ, and I love Redick, I'm rooting for him hard here.
Yeah.
But
too.
The idea that he put him in for 3 minutes, he grabbed the rear, a couple of shots, and this is the greatest moment in professional sports.
Mad
I mean,
dog.
We gotta be serious.
They
this
made
is,
history.
Well,
it's
Ken
LeBron
Griffin Jr.
James.
And Ken Griffin
yeah,
Jr.
But in
and
the
Ken
NBA,
Griffin made history.
He's one of the greatest players of all time. The ultimate dream realized playing alongside his son in the iconic purple and gold.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay, I like his take. I don't agree with it. I don't like the contrived response. I think she seems like a phony to me.
If LeBron James is not the second greatest player in the history of basketball, would this be a story?
It would be a story, but not nearly as
well,
big.
This is a story LeBron. Because we're making LeBron. You know, you can make the argument that the Lakers got Bronny to begin with, to, as Wendy just said, to energize LeBron. So that puts a qualification on it. Well, hold on now. He's only on the team because LeBron's 40. He's their star. So as a result, that's a second-round pick. 3 minutes. Let's throw him out okay. there. Sorry, folks.
Guys.
I ain't buying it. You
Stephen
guys
a,
can go crazy.
Call
me an
more
owner.
Important than
Call
family.
Me anything you want. I can't get into it. Go ahead,
Stephen A.
I don't mind the story. I like the idea of old man LeBron, still very, very good, playing with his son. I think that's pretty cool. I remember when Ken Griffey Jr. and Ken Griffey Sr. did that. I think they might have hit home runs in the same game, too. Donut dances, Ken Griffey, Richard Petty, Gordie Howe, and a crap load of other NASCAR drivers. It's been done a bunch. Chris says everyone will talk about it. IMKO says, I suspect LeBron signing with the Lakers came with a backroom handshake that Bronny was getting drafted that year. Chris says it's a no-brainer. Patrick says it is cool. I don't think it helps the team in terms of, like, if they'd be able to beat anybody. But, I mean, maybe he'll get better and be a solid player. I don't know. But I don't hate it. I'm not poo-pooing it like the way that guy was, Chris Russo there. I think it's pretty sweet that the old man is playing basketball with his kid. It's cool that he can still play at age 40, and it's cool that his kid is on a team. You know, I think what I want to see is LeBron James play against him. I think that would be a cool story too. If, like, let's say LeBron James or Bronny James goes to, like, the Celtics, and dad goes up and Bronny hits him with a flagrant foul or, like, fucking bashes his teeth in or some shit, and they start to brawl right on the floor. I think that'd be incredible. Chris says, imagine if they win it this year and LeBron goes off into the sunset, winning a championship with your son. This is a clip from when they were starting that first game that Bronny played. LeBron was mic'd up, and this is what he said to his son.
All ready? All right. You see the intensity, right? Just play carefree, though. Don't worry about mistakes. Just go out and play hard.
That kid is missing his opportunity. He's supposed to say, Dad, I know! Yeah, whatever, Dad. You don't know. Yeah, fine. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, okay. That's what my kid did. No matter what I tell him. Dad, I want to do a podcast. Oh, okay, here's where you're going to need it. Yeah, I know. Don't tell me. I know. Hey, everybody. Joe Pellizzi to talk about one of my amazing partners, Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile's done it right, you know. If you're like a sucker who's trapped paying tons of money to big wireless, it's time to end that cycle. You see, with big wireless, what you see is never what you get. Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically skyrockets. I've seen this happen so many times, especially with Pooh Bear, when she, like, breaks her phone and gets a new one. Oh, yeah, it's only going to cost me this much. And get home, and it's a complete disaster. I need, like, a personal loan to pay the bill. With Mint Mobile, you'll never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Okay. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans. I do this, and you should too. My bill went from astronomical to $15 a month for my phone. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. The game is up for Big Wireless. We are on to you. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Zane. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower over 40 gig on unlimited plan, but you'll be fine. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Yeah, okay, Dad. Yeah, what do you know? One of the things you can watch during the Monday Night Football game is the Manning cast. When Eli and Peyton, it's fun to watch. I like it because they watch a football game and then they comment on what they see. It's like sports version of Mystery Science Theater 3000. Fun shit happens. They have guests on there. The guy they had on there the most recently was, or most recent game was a guy named Ed Reed. He was a, I think he was a defensive player maybe for Baltimore, or I don't even know what he played. Anyway, he played with Baltimore back in the day. Ed Reed thinks that the steps taken by the NFL to lower the chance of concussion is silly, because players now, they put on like another safety cover on the helmet, and it looks a little weird. It's called a guardian cap. So Ed and Peyton loves the guardian cap, and so does Eli. They're like, oh yeah, and anything else that can protect your head, that's a good idea. This guy gets on there and he's like, well, fuck that shit. This guardian cap is stupid. And Peyton and Eli are very uncomfortable.
It's another layer of protection, so makes sense.
You really think that protection is going to do something past that carbon fiber that's on the helmet? Usually when a boxer knocks somebody out, he punched the crap out of him in the jaw. He don't hit him in the top of his head. He gets hit here. So when a person gets knocked
out, now they're commenting on the touchdown. They're not even listening to what Ed Reed is saying.
He gets hit here. So touchdown, when a person gets knocked out, their neck is going to snap too. It's going to send a shock in their nerve, and it's going to make them go numb. It's not going to be just from the frontal lobe. It's going to be because of the head movement, of the lack of muscle and strength in the neck.
Strength.
Or the weakness thereof that happens over time in the game is called fatigue.
And your Ravens are giving up some easy touchdowns here. I need a little pep talk from you, buddy.
didn't even acknowledge what he said.
Game over in their mind.
Oh no. Oh, God. You know what I always heard? I heard that when the damage is from your skull, your brain hitting the inside of your skull, it's floating in there, you know? And if your brain bashes up against one side or the other, that's when you actually get injured. And I don't know if that's right. Matt says, of course, the forehead brothers want extra padding. Rich says, doctor of medical science spitting hood truth. Jeremy says, Ed Reed sounds like he's got CTE coming out of his nose. Eli's facial expressions are amazing. I guess Ed Reed was a safety. Thank you. Okay, before I continue, thank you, as always, to the great sponsors. I want to shout out to my latest sponsor, Forge 3D. Forge 3D is at the cutting edge of what's known as additive manufacturing. The major advantages, what are the advantages of 3D printing? Cost efficiency. Less material waste. No need for expensive molds. Ideal for rapid prototyping and small batch production customization. And as you know, I'm all about small batches. At Forge 3D, it's extremely easy to customize any item to be tailored to your specific needs as a customer. Something breaks, you need a part printed. All you do is reach out to Forge 3D and they will take care of you. If you are in West Michigan or anywhere else for that matter, your part can be shipped to you. Speaking of prototyping, if you work in any of the tool and die trades, a lot of times people want to work with an actual prototype to size, to look at it, not just a plan. If this fits your description, you reach out to Forge 3D. They can help you in coming up with that prototype. They also have on-demand production. Items can be printed as needed, reducing the need for large inventorying and warehousing. Reduced lead times compared to traditional manufacturing. 3D printing cuts production time from days or weeks to hours. I've been to their shop. I've seen how they work. They even do things for like various schools. Let's say your school is perhaps in the autism setting, cognitive impairment. These schools have a need for lots of those fidget toys and things like that. These can all be printed off in your school's colors. Just reach out to my friends at Forge 3D. How about pool ladder replacement parts, eliminating the need to buy a new ladder? Customized spiked rims for an automated smart lawnmower. That's something that has been worked on. Customized NFL promotional dragons. Who wouldn't want that? Not to mention gifts for employees, different types of volcanoes and customized macaroons supplied over months. For an educational box subscription service. These are all things that have been done by Forge 3D. They've even designed and printed two small replacement parts to fix the neighbor's small animal carrier. We live in a day and an age when things can be repaired. Stuff that you would have to throw out in the past can be brought back to life with parts from Forge 3D. The easiest way to reach them is via their Facebook page. Just search Forge 3D online, Facebook, and you can learn more about Forge 3D or just call them 616-667-7937. That is 616-667-7937 for Forge 3D. By the way, if you see fake free beer on the chat, that is Forge 3D. We know about our pal, Joe Martinez. Awful quiet this week. He's had some medical work done. Hopefully he's okay. I'm sure he is. A little less pep in his step, though, for Michigan State week. I expected more out of him. But if he's under the weather, he's under the weather. What can I do? Thankfully, he's got a whole crew out there in the field for A&E Heating and Cooling, 616-516-8579. That's 616-516-8579 if you need to get your furnace tuned up. You can have this done for free, a free tune-up and diagnostic test. And all you need to do is call 616-516-8579. The beauty of it is he's working with DTE Energy to offer a free tune-up and diagnostic test to you. No money out of your pocket. You simply call the number I gave you or text and schedule. They come to your house. They do the work. They leave. That's it. Now your furnace is tuned and it is running at peak efficiency. The only catch is you can't have taken advantage of this in the last 2 years. Thank you so much to Joe Martinez, A&E Heating and Cooling. Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance, the licensed independent insurance agent slash broker, wants to make life easier for you. Have you thought yet about a life insurance policy? I've talked about this many, many times, but especially if you have family, this is something to think about. What's going to happen if something sideways happens to you and you wind up going to the Rainbow Bridge to see your pets? Okay, your family's left. Okay, what do we do? I don't know. He's gone. I guess I got to start working full time. Somebody's got to watch the kids. Holy shit. Do a GoFundMe. We're fucked. How about this? You spend $30 a month on a life insurance policy. So in case you get hit by a train or some shit, they're going to be sitting on tons of cash to get them by. So you're helping your family. This is a responsible thing to do. And every single person within the sound of my voice should have a life insurance policy. Doesn't cost that much, especially if you're a younger person in good health. Go to buyinsurancehere.com, B-U-Y, insurancehere.com. Fill out the form. Begin your process with Frank Fuss. There is a spot on there where you can say that you heard about him from me. As you know, I'm working on getting my mortgage for the first easy fraud vacation home, 231-332-6505. Another line of work for EZ. Vacation, home, property, renter. Renter, rentee, renter. 231-332-6505. I get my mortgages from the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage, and you should too. From anywhere in the U.S., call that number, put them on the case, and it's done. 231-332-6505. Finally today, my friends at EstateWise, and if you've been thinking about calling and getting this started, now is the time to do this because I'm in this state of flux with EstateWise. Occasionally this happens with sponsors where we have like a trial period. I offer something like this from time to time. And depending on what happens in the trial period, they decide if they want to be recurring business for your old pal EZ. So if you've been thinking about this, now is the time to call Zach Marco at EstateWise, say, EZ sent me, and he's like, holy shit, man, my return on investment is through the roof because of EZ. Now's the time. Call or text to start your trust planning for when you, that whole thing. I guess I'm talking about everybody dying today. You want to have your trust and your will all secure, everything planned out appropriately. You need EstateWise for estate planning. Call 616 or text 616-540-7544. 616-540-7544. All right. Matt says, can Forge 3D print a new fraud sponsor? Bob says, is this a ghost gun sponsor? I need a set of easy theme 1911 grips. Well, yeah, of course. They can help you there. Concerning Ed Reed, Dan says, thanks, Ed. Consider yourself canceled for the rest of the year from the show. That's what Peyton should have said to him. Dave in Hudsonville. Oh, boy. He called Kuiper Tree Care and he called Joe Martinez, too. Thank you so much. At Piano Finger Banger says to at Rue State Blob, not with that attitude. Rue State Blob said, if you're not hot, OnlyFans will not help you. At Rue State Blob is my new favorite member of the chat because of his name. Only because of his name. He's been absolutely useless when it comes to making comments on the show today. But because he now goes by Rue State Blob, you gotta love that. The Lions are favored by 11.5 points against the Titans Sunday. That is their highest opening line in 7 years. Watch, they lose. That'd be rough. Finally today, the Detroit Pistons opened up with a loss. I don't even know the hell they played. Memphis, maybe? They came back from the timeout, and they started playing, and then the ref blew the whistle, and the team got a technical foul for something super dumb. Pay attention.
Out.
Blaha.
Count them, folks.
One, two, three.
One, two. All right. Now you come down. Here's four. Here's five. And there's six.
God. They only allowed five guys on the court. They started playing with six guys on the court.
Down here's four. Here's five. And there's six. That's one too many.
That's so embarrassing. Okay, so last year, I don't know. I think they lost a record amount of games. Wasn't last year the year that they lost like 30 games in a row or some shit? 6 guys where, like, if you're the owner and there's six guys on the court and you get in trouble for it, you kind of, like, get up from your box, you walk down the steps, you go over to the coach and the players and say, you know what, let's take the forfeit. This is the best option. You guys get out of here, and I'm going to sell the team right now. In fact, I'm going to have an auction, and I'm going to start it at the opening bid of $0. And I'm going to auction the team off right here because you guys are such a huge pile of shit. God damn. Chris says the Lions only lose when you don't have Kyle on this week. It's a good call. Thank you for the reminder. See if we can get him in here. It's like a superstition, right? Eric Zane. Hello, Eric Zane. Kenny says the Lions will not lose no matter what. They're playing the Titans. They stink. All right. We tried. I tried. That's all you can do is try. All right. On the Patreon, there is a E. coli outbreak. And, hang on. Oh, man. Well, hello, Eric Zane.
Hello,
hey, the audience was like, we cannot continue this show, or we cannot end the show without you being here, because if you're not here, then the Lions lose Sunday.
I know, straight up, you're right, dude. And, you know, tell the audience, well, I guess the audience didn't hear me, but I guess my dick hard, baby. Hell yeah. Thank you, guys.
What did you think of the game last week against Minnesota?
Eric Zane, what a fucking nail biter, dude. That was, I mean, it was sweet. So, like I mentioned last week, we were doing that charity event. So, we had a lot of good energy going. We ended up raising, hold on, I want to say $3,600. which is pretty fucking sick for just a small outing, you know. But
no, it is.
Yeah, dude, we drank a couple of beers, dude. We had a bunch of pasta and fucking kind of like Cheddar Bay biscuits, but not quite Cheddar Bay biscuits. Oh, dude. Yeah, I was fucking, yeah, it was great, dude. And then the fucking game, I was worried at first, especially when we didn't do that fourth down correctly. And I was like, dude, this better not be one of those games, dude. But then Jared Goff, he heard me on the Astral Realm, as we mentioned before. Right. And he was fucking, the guy is just perfect most of the time. So like lately, and I love it, dude.
Well, he's been starting each game. Going like 15 for 15.
Yeah, straight up. I never seen that in my life, dude. Right. And it's like you wish, like you just wish in like your heart of hearts, you're like, man, I wish Stafford would have done that when he was here. But it's like, hey, it's Jared Goff's time, baby. And he's ready to fucking suck some dude. Well, never mind. I'm not going to say it. He's ready to fucking rock and roll.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to suck dudes off.
Yeah, I hope not, dude.
Question from the audience. You're at a friend's house, you go to the bathroom and go poo, and you clog the toilet and there's no plunger. What do you do?
So my historical knowledge of this, of what I would do, is probably going to be from Dumb and Dumber. I'm going to probably pull a Jeff Daniels and try to figure it out real quick. But I don't know, dude, it's never happened to me before, but that seems like a fuck. And that's wild it hasn't happened to me before, because I've done it at my own house. I mean, 100,000 times, you know what I mean? So I don't know what I do. I'd probably just walk out there just with my butt out still and be like, hey, I can't put my pants up yet because I can't wipe yet, but we need to get this toilet thing figured out.
Wait a minute. What do you mean you can't wipe yet?
Let's see here. Maybe I would wipe. I mean, we know it's clogged, so I mean, we can use a little collateral damage.
No, you don't know it's clogged. You don't know it's clogged until you flush.
Yeah, well, I'm saying, we're talking about the same thing, but maybe two different paths. I guess I was assuming that the shit was so big that the shit clogged it, and we hadn't even got to the wiping yet.
Okay, no. Let's just say you quickly crapped, wiped your butt, pulled up your pants, and then flushed. That's the scenario.
Okay, so we've wiped to completion.
Yes.
Okay. Straight up, I think I would just go out there and, you know me, I'd just be like, hey, where's your fucking plunger, dude?
That's what I thought, too. I don't think this is that big of a deal, because now the only time that I might, like if I was, like I was in a business setting at work when I was using a unisex bathroom, all right, and I had a woman outside of the toilet waiting to use it. So,
oh shit!
Flushed and I clogged it, and it's the water's rising, and the turds are gonna fall out of the bowl.
Oh fuck! One of those toilets. That's a job you did on it. Huh?
Yeah. So I stuck my fist down it.
Oh wait, what, dude? Wait, hold on. You can't just like say that sentence and then pause afterwards. No, you stuck your fist in the poop water?
Yeah, I put it way down to the bottom where, you know, that hole is. And then I like made my fist fit right in there. And when I pulled it, it made a noise like that.
Holy fuck, Eric Zane. This is true. You tell me this is a true story.
Yeah, it happened when I was at GRD.
Holy shit, Eric Zane. That is, you wouldn't catch me reaching into the poop water, but I mean, more power to you, I suppose. I'm like, honestly, I got big palms, so I got like a big fist. So I don't think I would have that type of luck, dude.
Right.
Well,
right.
That's not luck, actually.
Cole writes, Kyle is definitely now no longer coming back as a sponsor after that story.
Straight up. Yeah, no, definitely. I love these types of stories, dude, because these are the true thinkers, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I
actually used to when I did stand up back in the day, I used to have this whole like bit about like, you know how when you're like, this is what really drives me crazy about the general public, right? So like when you're like in a stall or like in like one of the locking door bathrooms where there's only one in there, and then like somebody tries to open it and like they realize it's locked, there's some flaw in the human DNA where we go, okay, it's locked, I better knock to make sure it's, you know, it's justifiably locked. You know, right. I don't want it to just be locked for no reason.
Yes.
So then you're sitting there taking a shit and you hear the door rattle and then you hear that knock and then you got to fucking, I just get so angry.
I know. I'm just like occupied. Someone's in here.
Yeah. You got to like say, so, yeah, you got to say some cheesy shit, but what you really want to do is just pop open the door and just shoot them real quick.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Or yell fuck off. You know, I mean,
yeah, cause I know it's like, cause yeah, like basically like in the joke, I was just kind of like acted out and just like people like pull on the door and it's like in their brain, they're like, wait a minute, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? Why is this door locked? Oh, you know, cause somebody doesn't want you to see their dick and balls, you know, basically.
You know what you should do? You should yell, come on in.
Yeah. Hey, that's a good one, Eric Zane. I'll try it, dude. I will try it.
All right, Lions. They're taking on a horrible team this week. I imagine that you think that they're going to win.
Eric Zane, if we don't fuck the Titans up, then we got something wrong. I mean, we didn't necessarily... Well, we fucked the Vikings up in the second quarter. I mean, we definitely... That second quarter was pretty cool. But we got to fuck the Titans right up, dude. I mean, if we can... What did we beat the Seahawks by? We scored 40-something.
That was a good game. That was a good game.
Yeah, you know, and they're kind of legit, you right know. And then we scored 49 against the Cowboys, or 47 against the Cowboys. I don't know, Aaron. Doesn't it just seem like 44-10 to you? Doesn't it seem like it's going to be 44-10?
Well, maybe, but I want them to be slaughtering them. And then another opportunity to piss off Jerry Jones is start to, like, really take a knee, which is what they did not do against Dallas. They can put in all the losers way early, you know? And and then that will piss the Cowboys off, because then it's even more clear that we just specifically wanted to fuck them in the butt.
Yeah, dude, hell yeah. And actually, I know DeAndre Hopkins just got traded. He was on the Titans, right?
Yeah, it went to Kansas City now.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, the Titans are going to be extra shitty, dude. They don't even got the good receiver no more, dude.
Right.
They yeah, we're going to fuck them up, dude.
Eddie George and Steve McNair's body.
Just his body.
If they brought Steve McNair's body back, he would be a better quarterback than the idiot they have there now.
Yeah, straight. Yeah, that guy's struggling, dude. Will Levis, he's struggling. I don't know if he's still starting, but I know he was struggling for a while there.
Steve McNair has more life in his arm than Will Levis.
Straight up. You know it'd be classic though, not classic, but you know it'd be sweet if like the game was actually a nail biter and then at the end of the game they were like trying to do a slant into the end zone, but they got stopped a yard short by us. That'd be fucking Tennessee's luck right there.
Kyle, you're a legend. I appreciate
the Titans and Rams Super Bowl in like the 90s or whatever. That's what I'm talking about.
I hear you.
I hear you.
All right, I'm letting you go. Have a good one.
All right, love you guys. Deuces.
All right, see ya. Chris writes, when's Dumpster Divers' Thrifty Nickel ad campaign end? Yeah, I don't know if I want to ask anymore. I get the impression that $0 will be spent going forward. Cole says, I don't think he got the Steve McNair joke. Air McDead? Steve McNair, I think, was murdered by his girlfriend or some shit. God damn. All right. Thank you for the suggestion on calling Kyle. The asshole of the day today, if you have nominations. I have one on the top of my head. Killing me. It's your old pal EZ for trying to do his best to make polio a thing by dissing the Rotarians. Oh my God. I'm never going to hear the end of that one. And rightfully so. Holy shit, that was bad. Okay. That is my time. You guys are awesome. Time always flies when I'm doing the show with you. Thank you. I appreciate you. We'll be back, or I'll be back, on the Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Till then, have a good one. Thank you and bye-bye.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.